Okay. We left off yesterday. We had last year, rather, we had almost finished the sugya we're in the middle of. Let's just go to the end of the third to last line in the Bezim and Aleph. I think that's where we left off. Amar Rava, Umo de Rav Shinu Mashlim Rav Tzibah. Remember, we saw Machlokes about the fellow who made a double mistake. Bez didn't pass it was mutter. This kind of chila was mutter. Plus, he thought it was Shuman anyway, so he ate it. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's not told of Bez and Mishayev. And Rav says, at least one way of understanding Rav, is that he is told of Bez and he's potter. So Rav says, even if Rav says he's told of Bez and he is potter, he's modeh that he doesn't count for Rav Tzibah. Meaning, let's say that Tzibah was 1,000 Jews. In the, all right, I don't know. We want to be nicer. Tzibah is 30 million Jews, right? And exactly 15 million do this aveira. But you're only chayav parhelim davar rov do it. And this guy's the 15 million first. He's the rov. Rav, even though Rav called him told him a bezdin, but who let a potter him, he doesn't call him told him a bezdin to make a parhelim davar shel tzibah. My time, amarkra b'shkaga shukulam b'shkaga achas. B'shkaga means they all have to be one shkaga. Okay, the simple shot at least is they all have to be the same shkaga. Right? The whole amk has to be b'shkaga, the kilacholam b'shkaga, or neineha idan nesa l'shkaga. And since everyone else does it just because of Horas Bezdin, he does it because of Horas Bezdin and because Mischalfu Chela B'Shuman, therefore he's not mitzdarif to Rovat Tzibah, the Noki of Parlam Domashel Tzibah. Okay, reasonable enough. Tosa has an interesting Tzarech Ion here. The last Tosa on the Amad, Tzarech Ion of Rov Tzibah, Asub Zaha'inim, Shishalf Lehem, Vamikulam, Bishgaga, Achaz, Imchai Bezdin. Tzarech Ion, what if Rov the Tzibah, this is an amazing coincidence, right? It's more of a thought experiment. What if Rov Tzibah, 15 million and one guys all heard the wrong roar from Bezdin, and they were all Nischal Flochel B'Shuman and did this Aveira in the case that's Machlotzim Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Would there be a Palom Dabar Shel Tzibah or not? That depends on what the perhaps what the drusha of Rav, what the drusha of Rav meant. B'Shkaga, Shkaga Achaz. If Shkaga means the whole Rav Tzibah has to make the same kind of mistake, here the whole Rav Tzibah made the same mistake, so there'd be a Palom Dabar. So there'd be a parallel dover. On the other hand, maybe you could read it a little differently, and here I'll be a little creative. Maybe b'shkaga achas means they made one mistake and not two mistakes. If you make one mistake, horas bezdin, you're chayev. Or one mistake, just mischal lochel b'shuman, then you're chayev. But if you make, I mean, chayev, a different parsha. But if you make two mistakes, mischal lochel and horas bezdin, then there's no chiyah parlam davar shel tzibah made two mistakes. If the rov tzibah made two mistakes, then they're also putter. So maybe Tosafot suffik is what's Rava's drasha of what's the drasha of Rava is the shkaga achas. What does shkaga achas means? If shkaga achas means the same shkaga, then you would say in the tzarech ian of Tosfos, what if Rov Tzibur Asu Bechiyai Gavna, in this type of case, then there would be Chayav a Par Helem Dover, because they were all in the same Shkaga. They all had this weird case of Nischal Flow plus a Rung Hurrah. But maybe you could read Rav's Drush a little differently. One Shkaga, not two Shkagot. You're only chayav parhelim davar because of one mistake, not because of two mistakes. And if they all did it in two mistakes, then no chayav parhelim davar because they weren't in one mistake, in which case they'd be potter from a parhelim davar because Rav Tzibah made two mistakes. So maybe it's a matter of how to do his drush of shkaga achas.
Could you tell the other side is shkaga achas means they have to have been thrown off by one mistake?
Aha. So the truth is the Nitziv says that. The Nitziv says that in the Merumah Sadeh here. Says the Nitziv, no. Okay, good. Says in the Tzev Avad, it's one shkaga. It means the same shkaga. That's the pashat shot of the drasha. I was being creative. So the Tzev says exactly what Eli suggested. Now, but shkaga has to be the same shkaga. But you could still say for the same shkaga that, or let's say better, adds the Tzev, or says the Netziv in the Maror Mitzvah right here at Al-Atar, he says though they'd be Potter. Why? Because it's not all the same mistake, because each guy, I think this what you meant, Eli, was Nischalef lo independently. Is that what you meant, Eli? That Shkaga Achaz means one same mistake. But it's not the same mistake. They were each Nischalef and had a wrong Horah, but that's not the same mistake. That's just similar mistakes. Because each guy was Nischalef on his own, having nothing to do with his friend being Nischalef. So therefore, it's not the same mistake. So you want to say, what's the Tzarchinu Tosos? You could say that either it's how to darshan Shkaga Achaz. Does it have to be one mistake, not two? In which case, if it's two mistakes, Rov Tzivos Pater, or it has to be the same mistake. And here they all made the same mistake, they're Chayiv. Or you say, no, Avada means the same mistake. Is it called the same mistake if you each make the same mistake independently? So maybe no, or maybe yes. So that's two ways of understanding the Sarfia.
It just seems very difficult to understand it from the Gemara that way, that they have the same Tosas. She kulan b'shkaga achat. It sounds like all of them have to be the same.
Meaning, same shkaga.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. In which case, the two sides of the Sarfia are, do you call it the same mistake if they each make the same mistake independently? Okay, fair enough. I don't have to be creative. Let's go fight. Says the Gemara, lovely the Mista Kalhani. Why need three examples? Bezdin did they get it with them, a Yachid did with them, Bezdin did the Yachid did afterwards, or Bezdin didn't do and the Yachid did. Bishlama Rachel Ozuaf Zukatani. In the Rasha we understand the more common way to write a Mishnah, not only this smaller Kiddush, but even this bigger Kiddush. Not only if Bezdin did and he did it with them, he's Potter, because he for sure was just following Bezdin. Even if Bezdin did it Monday and he did it Tuesday, he's Potter. So he was still following Bezdin. Not only if Bezdin did it Monday and he did it Tuesday, he's Potter, because he was following Bezdin one day later. Even if Bezdin didn't do it and he did it, he's Potter, because he was following what Bezdin said. El Seifa L'Chiyuva Ipkoy Barley, but the Seifa L'Chiyuv, you want to say Lozu Afzu, it should have been the opposite order. It should have said, in the Seifa, he's Chayiv, he's not told with Bezdin. Nah. Obviously, he's Chayiv, he does it without them, he's not told with Bezdin. But you might not have known he was Chayiv if he does it after them. You might have thought that's always called Tolu Bezdin. No, even after them, if he's not Tolu Bezdin, he's Chayiv. But you might have thought if he did it with them, that's automatically Tolu Bezdin, even so he's Chayiv. So the answer is, Zobi and Tzarech Lomazu, Katani. The Mishnah can teach in two ways. Sometimes it teaches a smaller Kiddush to larger Kiddush, and sometimes it teaches larger Kiddush to smaller Kiddush. This is true, and obviously that's true, and obviously that's true. In the Seifa, it was from larger Kiddush to small. It was from larger Kiddush to smaller Kiddush. If he was knew better on his own, if he knew better on his own, then even if he did it with Bezdin, he's still Potter, because he knew better on his own. Obviously, if he did it after Bezdin, he's Potter, because he knew better, he's Chayiv, because he knew better on his own. And obviously, if he did it without Bezdin, he's Chayiv, because he knew better on his own. Right. The other Echmei Shatol, Talmud Roy Lo Ra. The word is Tarti Lumbly. Why do you need Tarti? Why do you need this redundancy? What's the redundancy? It says, Echad Mehem, O Talmud Roy Lo Ra. Could have just said, Haroy Lo Ra. Right? When he wanted the Dayanim, or Talmud Roy Lo Ra. The common denominator is someone who knows, Roy Lo Ra. So why does that say two things? So Amarava Itzrich Saikdait Ramina Hani Mili Gummer Visavra Hol Gummer Velo Savar Lo. Rava says we need to teach you a Kiddush. I would have thought that who's knowledgeable enough that he's not considered to be Tola Bebezdin? Who's so knowledgeable that he's not Tola Bebezdin? Gummer Visavra, someone who knows the texts, or in the oral texts, right? He knows the corpus. And he knows how to think and extrapolate and compare things. Gummer, knowledge, and svara. Of a gummer of low svara. What if he knows the text, but he's not so good at thinking things out? Low. I might have thought that he is not chayiv. I would have thought only someone who's a real big Talmud Chacham is chayiv. But someone who just knows all the texts, but is not such a bal svara, is not chayiv. Kamash one, that he's also chayiv. He's also considered smart enough that he should know on his own. I'm like, by lo ra, gummer v'saver mashmi. It says Talmud Roy lo ra. Lo ra sounds like he's gummer v'saver. Who's going to be ho ra? Someone who doesn't know how to think is going to do ho ra. No, vad the gummer v'saver. So Amrle says, yeah, no, you're right. I didn't mean from pshat. From pshat of the Mishnah, Talmud Roy lo ra obviously means Roy lo ra. What's Rava going to say in the next line? Like Shimon ben Azza and Shimon Zoma. Obviously, the pshat in Talmud Roy lo ra, the plain meaning of the words, it's a big Talmud Chacham. But there's a. But I'm not reading pshat in the Mishnah. I'm darshing the Mishnah. Anan hachin kamina imei ha imei ha'yhav mina hanimilu gomer v'saver will gomer v'lo saver lo. I would have thought who's considered knowledgeable enough on his own gomer v'saver, but gomer v'lo saver is not. Tana Roy Lo Ra teaches you Roy Lo Ra, I mean Mishnah Seira. And bashing the extra, not the pshat in the words, but the fact the Mishnah said something extra, when the Mishnah says something extra, right, just like we darshan the Chumash, or the whole Tanakh, when there's something extra, it must be teaching us something extra that's beyond the pshat. Likewise, Chazal darshan the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says something extra, it must be to hint to us something extra that's not in the pshat. Mishnah Seira, filu gomer v'lo savor, savor v'lo gomer. From the Mishnah Seira, we learn, even if he is gomer v'lo savor, he's considered knowledgeable enough that he should have known better. And even if he's savor v'lo gomer, let's say he doesn't know all the text, but he's good svaris, he's also knowledgeable enough. That part is a little controversial. The Bach says it's not, we don't have a Gosa Bach on the side here. In my Oz V'Hadar, they quote the Bach. Habach mochik suffer v'lo gomer v'kach nir rashi v'kamer rishonim. Okay, it could be the summer rishonim only if the gears of gomer v'lo suffer. That's what the Bach claims, and Rashi does not only mentions gomer v'lo suffer. On the other hand, the Rabbi Chananel on the side here. I mean, it's in the Ozvahar, it's in the back. In the Vilna, it's on the side, but it's always lagging daf behind. So it's hard to find. He does have our Gersav, Gomer, Glosavr, Savr, Logomer. So there are two different Gersavs. So we're not going to get into that for now. I just want to ask a pshat question. What word in the Mishnah means, how does the Mishnah, right, the Rabbi Chananel was bothered by this. What did Rabbi Chananel say? He said, how could it be that it says Echad Mehem, who's Gomer v'Savr, and Tamar Roy Lo Ro, who's Gomer v'Savr, and it comes to be Marbeh, Gomer v'Lo Savr. How could a word come to be marb as something that's the opposite of what that word means? I understand you're darshing something extra, but you can't darshan an extra word means the opposite of what it means. That's not, whenever the Torah gives an extra word or an extra letter, we don't say it means the opposite of what it says. We say it means something else, not the opposite of what it says. And that's what Rabbi Chananel is bothered by. Let's see how he asks the question. Just Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, says Rabbi Chananel. He says, the ha de Mishnah Yaseira, he doesn't ask the question, he just gives the answer. The ha de Mishnah Yaseira me ein da minan bekroi. It's like what we say about psukim. Now, keep in mind, I told you that Chazal darshan Mishnayos similar to the way we darshan psukim. But in what way all over Shasta Chazal darshan Mishnayos similar to how we darshan psukim? If there's something extra, it must be teaching you a chiddush. Right, an extra word or an extra line teaches you some additional chiddush. We don't find the Chazal Darshan Mishnayos with a Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and Dreshes by him. Right, that's not even one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Right, it's not any of the Yud Gimel Midos. There's something extra teaching you something extra. That's like too basic to be the Yud Gimel Midos. That goes without saying. Right, we don't find the Chazal Darshan in the Mishnah with Klalu Prat and with Pratu Klal and with Dover Shayim Achlav Yatsa Klal Lamid Lo Lamid Asmal Yatsa Lamid Kol Kulo Yatsa. We don't find the darshan the fancy things, just the very poshut things. Like, if there's something extra, it must be hinting us something, so they wouldn't have written extra words for no reason. That's very poshut, right? Not one of the midos. That's just obvious. So it says the Rabbi Chananel, only really saying, he says it's like the psukim. No, even fancy drushas Chazal used for the Mishnah. What does he mean by like the psukim? He says, Ein rivo yachar rivo elo lema'et. We do have a fancy drasha, fancy cloud in redarshing psukim. A riboy and another riboy, a double riboy is a miyot, and a double miyot is a riboy. Okay, says Rabbi Chananel, that's what's going on here. We're using the midah, and it's a big chiddush, because we don't find in Shas that they use fancy midos to darshan mishnayos. We just find they use the pashut rule of an extra thing teaches you an extra thing. But he says, no, ein riboy achar riboy elamai. Echad mehem means super qualified. Echad mehem, one in the Sanhedrin. Talmud of Roy Lo Ra means super qualified. Roy Lo Ra is Gomer v'Savr. Why does that say super qualified twice? Ein ribo yachar ribo yalamait. Saying it twice means the opposite. Teaching you even if he's not super qualified. Even if he's just Gomer v'lo Savr or just Savr v'lo Gomer. So that is, let's ask this question. How does the Mishnah mean Gomer v'lo Savr? And possibly also Savor v'lo gomer. Right? By the way, this has nothing to do with how you read the Mishnah. It's just an interesting philosophical debate here. Who is not quite gomer v'savor, but qualified enough that they know what they're talking about? Only a gomer v'lo savor, or also a savor v'lo gomer?
Meaning, Gomer Hasavir, he's really qualified. Gomer Velo Savir is like more or less qualified. Lo Gomer Velo Savir is an Am Haaretz. Where does Savir Velo Gomer fit in? Someone who doesn't have any Bikias, but they're good at Svara. So, the Rebbeinu Hanan's Gerson, our printing gear, says, someone doesn't have any Bikias, but they're really good at Svara. That's as good as not having a Svara, but being good at Bikias. It means they're almost qualified. While the Bach says, no. Someone who doesn't have any Bikias, no matter how good their Svara is, they're an Am Haaretz Gomer. They're not qualified at all. So it's a fascinating machlokas here, which we're not going to get into, but it's just, you want to know. People argue about this all the time. Gomer v'Savar, he's a real posek. Gomer v'lo Savar is a Talmud, serious Talmud Chacham. What about Savar v'lo Gomer? Is he an Am Haaretz, or is he also a serious Talmud Chacham? Seems to be machlokas to two gersos in our Gemara.
Maybe it depends on the case. This is like what Rashi says about Chayla. So you don't need great Svaras to understand Chayla. You just know that that's what it says in the Torah. That's Gomer.
Fair enough. It might depend on whether it's a Svaradik psak or a psak in terms of the Masor of Hadadarshan. Okay, fair enough. So what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Says Rabbeinu Hananel, he says, Ein riboy achar riboy elo lima'e. When you say something twice, it means the opposite. So saying roi lo ra twice means not so roi lo ra. Ain't no knowledgeable, but not roi lo ra. Okay, that is a big chiddush, obviously, because we just don't find all of our shas that we use fancy methods to darshan the Mishnayos. We just find that we learn extra things from extra lines, which is not so fancy. The Me'iri seems to hint at a different answer. The Me'iri says, and also in the back, you must have it someplace. I don't know where it is in the Vilna. I apologize. I haven't been using a Vilna shas. But I have Yalkut and Farshim Chadash, which just collects, I think, everyone who's somewhere in the back of it. Quote the Chok Nasan. Okay, the Chok Nasan, I think it's Rav Nasan Borjil, says the same thing that is implicit in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, A Talmud O Roy Lahora. What does he say? He says, you know where there's a hint to Gomer v'lo Savar? Talmud. Now, here it's very interesting. It also depends on the gears, the footnotes of the Me'iri. Claim they're different yourselves. I haven't found those there's a lot of kisvei out. Mishnah is floating around. I don't think that's the Gerson Ksav Yad Kaufman, but he says the Gerson Sam Ksav Yad. What does it actually say? Talmud v'hu roi lo ra, or Talmud haroi lo ra, or Talmud v'roi lo ra. Particularly for the gifts of Talmud v'roi lo ra, you can make it two things, Talmud and roi lo ra. Even Talmud v'hu roi lo ra, you can darshan at least Talmud, or someone who's roi lo ra. But what the Me'iri says that, no, the drasha is from Talmud for Roy Lora. Roy Lora is Gomer v'Savar. Talmud is Gomer v'Lo Savar. If he was Gomer v'Savar. So since that's we all know that's not the Pashup shot. But you could certainly interpret the Mishnah that way. So the Me'iri and the Chok Nasan. And I found this also in the Kiryat Sefer. The Kiryat Sefer is the Mabit from the time of the Mechaber in Eretz Yisrael. The Mabit was in Tzfat, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He has a parish curious sefer on the Rambam where he gives the Makoros in the Torah for everything in the Rambam. It's very fascinating. You ever want to know who's going to discuss whether certain Rambams, the Reis and Rabbanan, look in the curious sefer, because the purpose of his book is not to explain, not to answer up the Gemaras for the Rambam, not to deal with new cases, just to explain what the Makor of the Rambam is in the Chumash, or wherever the Makor is from. So, anyway, here he says that when the Gemara says Tarti, didn't mean like we always thought, Tarti, Echad Mehem, O Talmud Roi Lo Ra. Tarti was Talmud and Roi Lo Ra. Why didn't he say Talmud and Roi Lo Ra? Why not just say Roi Lo Ra? So he even reads in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara is wondering why you need Talmud plus Roi Lo Ra. The answer is Talmud plus Roi Lo Ra means that Talmud is not Roi Lo Ra, or a Roi Lo Ra. So that's what he says. He says Talmud, and the interpreter is O. Roi lo ra. So Roi lo ra is Gomer v'Savar. What's a Talmud? Talmud is Gomer v'lo Savar. Okay, that's a possible way of reading it.
That Rabbi is saying that I agree that with Roi lo ra should be Talmud or Roi lo ra should be Gomer v'Savar, but because it also says that Chad Mehen, where Roi lo ra here means just a Gomer.
Okay. You're offering an alternative. You're not repeating what I was saying, right?
No.
Right. Okay. Good. Yes. Okay. So here the let's go back to what Shmuel said a moment. I handed out a Piskei Arid. Sorry, I should have put it on the Makoros sheet, but I neglected to put it on the Makoros sheet. The Pisgei Red deals with the pshat here. There seems to be maybe some missing words or something when they copied it over, so it's a little hard to read, but it seems pretty clear that he's very worried about this. So if you start from the... Can I just make sure your page... from after footnote 9. Good. From after footnote 9. The Kashali, Kepizan v'yada echmeim sheto, heichemok min du gavar v'lo sover. If one of them knew they made a mistake, how can we say it's a gomer v'lo sover? It's one of the best. Hashta talmud shabari lo rav min du gavar v'lo sover, echmein ayanim lo kol shein du gavar v'lo sover. He says, how can you possibly find gomer v'lo sover here? The talmud shabari lo rav, we know is gomer v'lo sover for Abaye. Kol shekein, the echmeim is gomer v'lo sover. So if talmud shabari lo rav is gomer v'lo sover, and the echemim is gomer v'sover, how could you possibly read in gomer v'lo sover, even with extra language? So it seems to give him two answers. Anach ve'enai de logar sin an echemim. He changed the girs in the Mishnah. It doesn't say v'yoda echemim, el v'yoda echad sheta'u. He changes the girs in the Mishnah from echemim to echad, someone. The al echad min akal omer means one of the seaboard. V'din echad yesh bein le'echemim akal sheta'u sheta'u, bein le'echemim yom sheta'u, and it's the same din. Whether it's one of the kol or one of the dayanim, shem asav or asam chayev, shor ilo talu bezdin. If he follows them and he knew better, he's chayev because he was not tole bezdin. So I do have a little trouble reading at the footnotes point out, but one thing he's saying is very clear: change echad mehem to echad min hakahol. Right. So says the Pesach Rid. He suggests right the yada. Echad, not Echad Mehem. If so, then that's where you get Gomer V'Losuffer. Someone new, or Talmud Arai Lo Ra. Okay, someone means Gomer V'Losuffer. And Talmud Arai Lo Ra means Gomer V'Losuffer. So that's where he gets Gomer V'Losuffer. Echad. Obviously, at first we thought Echad meant one of the Yafik because of the Mishnah Yaseira. We say Echad just means someone from the street. Not an Amaretz in the street. How would he know anything? A Gomer V'Losuffer from the street. Who knows? They made a mistake. And then he seems to give a second shock. So he goes on and says, how could be one of the Yanim? Umi or Roy, have you lifted Komisha Tolba Rossan, the Adkan Lomarin, Loch Shiva Ral, Chiyada, Echon Shetolba, Ramon Tona, Temkil Kamado, Hey, the Shotsko, Roy, the Gabi Queenie. If one of the Yanim knew they made a mistake, it's still a valid Hurrah. Because if he had said they made a mistake, that wouldn't be a valid Hurrah, the Sanhedrin to Potter people. But he was just quiet. Aval Gabi Dide Lo. But he doesn't Potter himself. Yesh Lomar. Okay, Yesh Lomar is the second answer. What's the second answer? Yesh Lomar seems to be the second answer. Sha'afu Shay Echman Dayanim. Nope, it's one of Dayanim's Gomer V'lo Sover. Even though one of Dayanim's Gomer V'lo Sover, Lo Hava Sover. Sorry. One of Dayanim's Gomer V'lo Sover. One of the Dayanim Bezdin Agadol is Gomer V'lo Sover. That's a tremendous Kiddush, right? That's what he says. Afu Shay Echman Dayanim, Lo Hava Sover. Umishim the Gomer, too, is uncool. Why did they give him Smicha and put him in Sanhedrin? Because he was super Gomer. His Bekias was so amazing that they put him in the Sanhedrin even though he wasn't Sover. You know, they figured, okay, the rest of the Dayanim have good enough svaras. We can put him in the Sanhedrin, see his good Bekias. He's really super gomer, and we'll all compliment each other. There's a Talmud who is gomer v'sover, and then there's a Dayan who is gomer v'losover. So that's the Rid. Second possibility, says the Rid, that it could be even Echad Mehem, meaning Yitachin Dayan the Gomer Vilo Sover. As strange as that sounds, Yitachin Dayan, I'd say even better. Dayan Samach Lahor Bisanhedrin, right? He doesn't say Sanhedrin, that's obviously what he means. You can have a Dayan Samach Bisanhedrin who is Gomer Vilo. Who is Gomer V'lo Sover. We would have thought, how could you ever have such a thing? Isn't there a rule? Isn't there Tanai Saf, a minimum requirement? Okay, he says, no, there's no minimum requirement. They usually require Gomer V'lo Sover, but it could be. And that's why Echad Mehem, O Talmud Roy Lo Ra. The Talmud is Roy Lo Ra. The Echad Mehem is not Ligamri Roy Lo Ra as much as the Talmud. But they brought him in anyway because his Gomer was so strong. Okay, so these are, give me a second. Possibly, you could say, where they find in the Mishnah, either Ridra Hariboy, or Talmud separating from Roy Lo Ra, or Echad being a person, not a Dayan, or even, strangely enough, a Dayan who's not Gomer V'Sover.
How can you say he's a little Sovier here? He's going against the Drusha of theirs, and he's saying that it's not the Bar Mishnah, it's Dar Hara, and he's going against him and saying you're wrong, but he's not a little Sovier.
Who knows? Maybe it is a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. And therefore, because he's so gummer, he knows better than them. And he just couldn't convince them that he was right. Okay, what Shmuel was suggesting was something else, which is that it could be that Rava here is taking a more liberal interpretation of Ra'i Lo Ra. We do know, by the way, if you look up the beginning of Sanhedrin, who is with us since the Sanhedrin days? A few people were here since Sanhedrin days, right? The sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin about why dinim amonish b'shlosha, and the whole machlokas, is it that midoraisa, you need three for dinim amonos, or only midrabanan, if you hold it is midrabanan, which is Rava and Rav, which is Rav Achabri Dravika. Rav Achabri Dravika says, why do you need midrabanan three? He says, Mishum Yoshvi Kronos, because of ignoramuses, because Bitlasa Yefshad Leshad de Gomer. Because if you have three Dayanim, then at least one of them will certainly be Gomer. Seems very clear that the requirement for judging regular Dinim Amonos, not Zelos Machavalos, not things you need Smicha for, non Smicha Dinim Amonos, the requirements for judging non Smicha Dinim Amonos are Gomer. And likewise, we see later on in the
Gemara, when it talks about being potter from a ta'os, it seems that a dayan who's gomir, okay, well, not necessarily potter from the practice, but could judge.
Now, maybe the Darbana, maybe the Daraisas, clearly without smicha, clearly not in the Sanhedrin, but we do find, and maybe you wouldn't even call it hora, but at least for judging dini mamnos, for dayanos, we do find this idea that a gomir can judge dini mamnos. That's very, very clear. I don't think anyone argues with it. That a gummer can judge dinim amonos, like Pashup Shat, like the Gemara says, you need chad to gummer. You know what then? Tosas comments there, somehow. What does it say? Someplace here. The mandalo gummer, Pasaladina. Yeah, if you're not gummer, it is. It's puzzle. But gummer is kashal adina. Again, we're not talking about smicha. We're talking about, you know, what we call a, you know, bezdin hegyotos. But there is some value to being gummer. Maybe you could say that Rava, because the Lashon HaSeir interpreted Roy Lo Ra as not Roy Lo Ra legamre, that you could be samuch, and you could be in Sanhedrin, you could be bezdin of chaf gimel, or you could be in bezdin of dandine knossos. No, maybe Roy Lo Ra, minimally Roy Lo Ra. What's the minimal Roy Lo Ra? Well, there is a bezdin of gimel who judges dinim mamonos without smicha, who are not mumchim, who judge with gomer. So maybe Rava just reinterpreted Roy Lo Ra as being Roy to the most minimal hora, which is the bezdin of dinim mamonos b'shlosha, where gomer is good enough. That's, I think, more or less what Shmuel was suggesting.
Knows that because of the Mishnah Torah.
What? And he only knows that because of Mishnah Yisayur. Right. He wouldn't have said any of these things without a Mishnah Yisayur. Without a Mishnah Yisayur, he just said, give me a break. We're talking about... These are all only for the Mishnah Yisayur. All only for the Mishnah Yisayur. So maybe, Ula Yish Lomar, De Rava. Again, all of these be past Mishnah Yisayur. No one said he would have interpreted the Mishnah this way. Stop. He is only doing it. Pirish, Ra'oi. I'm not sure if this is a good shot or not. Can you really say that's what Roy Lora means? It's not a classic kind of hora, but it is doing something. Perish Ra'oi Lehora equals Kusher Ladun Dine Mavros, which equals Gummer. You don't need to be Gummer of a summer to judge Dine Mavros. Gummer is good enough to judge Dini Mamonos without smicha. It is not the same as Piskei Arid saying Samach and the Sanhedrin without Saver. This is something we do know. There's a certain level. I don't know if you could call it a Ra or not. That's why I'm not sure if it's a good shot. Can you really squeeze this into the meaning of a Ra? But maybe. After all, they're Paskin in court cases. So maybe you call this a Ra. Okay, so we have many, many different ways of reading shot in this Gemara, how they stuck in the Gomer v'lo Saver, maybe also the Saver v'lo Gomer, fascinatingly, to our Mishnah. The Rambam is particularly perplexing here. He says Echem Nakal, hinting at the Piskei Rid, but he doesn't follow up on that. Because the Rambam basically just quotes our Mishnah, Kepshuto is the problem. Even though Rambam's whole point is that we don't interpret our Mishnah Kepshuto. What did the Rambam say? And I don't, if anyone has a great shot on the Rambam, I'm very interested in hearing. All I know is what other people said.
says the Rambam. It says the Rambam in Yud Gimel Hey. He says that the if Yada Echemin Akol Shatol, someone knows they made a mistake and he ate it anyway, then he's not a Tol of Bez and he's Chayav. What's the case? Only so Chacham or Tam Shigil Ora. So he's a potter. And Am Haaretz doesn't know anything. And Am Haaretz's knowledge is not taken into account. And Am Haaretz can't say he knows anything. So only a Chacham or Tam Shigil Ora. Okay, here he doesn't say, here he sounds like Pshat in the Mishnah. Chacham or Tam Shigil Ora. What do you do with the Rambam? Why did the Rambam leave out Rava? So, all I know is what I found in the Mefarshim. The Lechemisha says, Higia lahora lavdavka, it just means like close to hora. I think that would fit my fifth shot here. Maybe the Rambam understood that Rava was saying Higia lahora means Higia to a little bit of hora, to the Gomer level of hora. So this is similar to the Lechemishna Bidas Harambam. It's similar. It's parallel. Who says that Higia lahora is equals karov lehora. Okay, it's not, maybe I'm saying it a little sharper, or maybe a little less sharp than Lechemishna, I don't know. But he's saying is that when the Rambam says Higia lehora, he meant gomer v'lo suffer. How do you get gomer v'lo suffer into Higia lehora? It means like more or less Higia lehora. And I just want to add to it and sharpen a little. It says Higia le paskin dinim amino, so that's at least some level of hora. So the Marikurka says a little different. He says, no, Chacham means gomer v'lo suffer. Says a Chacham or a Tam Shigil Ora. I already thought a Chacham is more than a Tam Shigil Ora. Says, no, a Chacham is gomer v'lo suffer. He's a Chacham, but he's not so smart. Or a Tam Shigil Ora. It's a little funny. You think a Chacham is more than a Talmud. But I guess that would be parallel too. parallel to the Rid a little, what is a Chacham? I don't even know if it's how parallel it is. Anyway, what do we do with the Rambam? Lama Hishmit Gomer V'lo Savir. One pshat is Lecha Mishnah says Higia Lehora equals Gomer V'lo Savir. Okay, similar to our fifth pshat. The Mari Korkus, who I apologize, it's only in the Frankel, says Chacham equals Gomer V'lo Savir. Even though that's, you call that a Sama Chacham, he says Chacham means Gomer V'lo Savir. Okay, it's a little dachuk. The old Chacham are a little dachuk. The Ragi term, the Sofas Paneach, says that the Rambam paskin like Abaye. And he just paskin against Rava. Because that's the Pashim Shah in the Rambam. He quotes our Mishnah Gemshuto. He leaves out Rava. The only problem is that you're not allowed to paskin like Abaye against Rava. And if you're basically paskin like Abaye against Rava, we always pass like rubbing against the bike, except for Yal Gigam. So I can't think of any. What you have to do here is think of some clever reason why the Rambam passed like a bike here, right? And then you're set. I don't have any clever reason the Rambam passed like a bike, so I really don't know why the Rambam left out Rava. Did he mean to include in Yil or Ra? That's a little dachuk. Did he mean to include in Chacham? That's a more dachuk. Did he pass like a bike? That's also dachuk. He didn't like Darshan the Mishnah. He liked Pshuto Shal Mishnah. Is that generally true of the Rambam? I don't know. That's very bold, meaning, he's going to go against the Bavli because he likes Pshuto Shel Mishnah. I'm not sure if that's true. Okay, yeah, but...
this doesn't work.
Right, okay, but still, it's very bold.
Didn't the Rambam also say Echemin HaKal?
Yeah, he starts with Echemin HaKal, but then he says, what kind of person from the Kahal? A Chacham Otam HaDigil HaRab. So it doesn't seem to say Echemin HaKal or Higil HaRab. He says Echemin HaKal, Bamed Bar Mamurim, which Echemin HaKal, Chacham Otam HaShigil HaRab. So we can't rely on that first Piskei Rid. Because he's not saying Echemin HaKal or. He's saying Echemin HaKal only if he's a Chacham Otam HaShigil HaRab. So he's back being stuck. So I don't have a great shot in the Rambam. I think I'm going to have to move weiter. Okay, so now we just got pshat in the Gemara. Definitely the most interesting part of this Gemara is really not any of the pshat and pshuta shal, how they darshan the Mishnah, is really this yourselves that suffer from Gomer. Do we value people who suffer from Gomer very much? The Gemara then goes on to say, Roy la Rav Chuli, Hion Man, who is a Talmud Roy la Ra? Obviously here we mean the pshat pshat, a Talmud Roy la Ra. I'm a Rav Chuli, Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma.
right? They are, I guess, the high end, right? The high end of the spectrum. Talmud Rabbi Lo Ra, because Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma were not called rabbi because they never got formal smicha, but they were the Gedolei Hador. Amar Le Abaye Kiyai Gav Mezidu. Hold on. How can you say Shimon Azai and Shimon ben Zoma, if they do it, they're not told of the best thing because they know better, and therefore they bring a carbon. Hold on. They're so smart. What's the case? Bezin said mutter. Shimon ben Azai said usher. So if Shimon ben Azai thinks it's usher and he does it, he's so smart, he knows it's usher, if he does it, he's doing it amazing. Why should he bring a carbon at all? Not only is he not told of Bezin, he's amazing. Velitame, hud, what are you, how are you asking this kasha? The Bryce says, basosa achas yachra, basosa achas, the drasha, darshan, basosa achas, only one person. Yachra osim piatzmo chayav, if he does it by himself, achas, he's chayav, haras bezin potter, yachra haras bezin potter, ketzad, hor bezin shchayav motor, venodal echem in shetou, o tamad yoshe, the fnei v'roi lo rako, and shim ben azai, yachra yipotter, if one of them knows it's usher, or shim ben azai knows it's usher, you might think he should also be potter, tamad lor, basosa achas, yachra osal piatzmo chayav, Boras Bezdin Potter. No, only if he does it because of Bezdin, he's Potter. Shimon ben Azai knows on his own. So he's Chayiv. So what is this drasha telling you? If a Stam guy on the street, a Stam Shmo on the street, he listens to Bezdin and he eats it, even though he has his own ideas someplace in his head, he's a total Bezdin and he's Potter. Because he doesn't really know what he's talking about. If Shimon ben Azai knows it's Osir and he eats it, he's not total Bezdin. He's doing it on his own. Because he knows on his own. He doesn't have to listen to Bezdin. And therefore, he's chayav a carbon. Avid Sein Kasha. If he knows his usher and eats it anyway, is he chayav a carbon? It's amazing. So the answer is, what's the mistake? That's the problem. If you know everything, and you knew it was usher, so how could you eat it b'shogi? You knew it was usher. So the answer is, Ela heich mashkach lakon yadad usher katar b'mitzel shmo d'vichamim. The braisa must be that he knew his usher and he was told b'mitzel shmo d'vichamim. The dinami told b'mitzel shmo d'vichamim. So Rabbi says, the same for me as for the braisa. What's the case of the Talmud of Roy Lo Ra, like Shimon ben Azai, he, Bezin said, was mutter. He knew it was usher. So what's his shogeg? His shogeg was he thought you should listen to Bezin even if they're wrong. That was his mistake. He made a mistake in meta halacha, right? In philosophy of law. He thought you should listen to Bezin even if they're wrong, so he ate it. And that was his mistake. He didn't realize that you shouldn't listen to Bezin if they are wrong. Here, the Pesukei Rid has a das yachid pirush in the Gemara. He says, that's what I was talking about. He said, "Tob and Mr. Shmuel David Chamins." He mistakenly thought they're probably right, and I must have made a mistake in reasoning because you know there's so many of them, and that was his mistake. But that's not the Pashup Shabbat. That's not what anyone else says. Everyone else says it's not that his mistake was that he says, "Oh, my reasoning must be flawed." No, his mistake was that he said my reasoning is right, but I should follow Bezdin, not the truth, and that's a mistake. So he should have followed the truth and not Bezdin.
But the obvious question—that's what the reader is. Answering. If he knew everything, how did he mistake in this?
Aha, so the Yerushalmi asked that question, right? The Yerushalmi says, hold on, if he's Shimon ben Azai, then he also knows that he shouldn't follow Bezin if they're not telling the truth.
I don't know, but isn't he totally with Bezin in this case?
What?
Isn't he totally with Bezin?
No, he's not totally with Bezin because
he's wrong, because Bezin must be right.
What? No, totally with Bezin is if you're convinced by Bezin that it's mutter. Here, he wasn't convinced it was mutter by Bezin. He knew it was usher. He just thought he should follow Bezdin anyway. That's not called Tola Bezdin.
When did this get
rid of this? Tola Bezdin, what?
He's saying when did this get rid
of this? Ah, according to the Piskei Rid. Ah, according to the Piskei Rid, why isn't that Tola Bezdin? So you have to say, Tola Bezdin is only if you accept Bezdin's logic. You have to be very subtle. That's the main downside of Piskei Rid. He has to be super duper subtle and say, Tola Bezdin is if you believe them because you're really convinced by their logic. Over here, he doesn't believe in things based on their logic just because he suspects there's something, you know, there's something going on here behind the scenes, and that's not totally based. Okay, but we're going to...
What does he bring to carbon?
He brings to carbon for his mistake that he thought mitzvah was shmoa debir
chachamim. No, so it's not the carbon not eating chaylev.
It is. No. Yeah, there are many kinds of mistakes that can lead you to eat chaylev, right? I could eat chaylev because I think it's shuman. I could eat chaylev because I think this kind of chaylev is mutter or emet. I can be chal Shabbos because I think it's Tuesday. I can be chal Shabbos because I think this is not a melacha. I can be chal Shabbos because I never learned about Shabbos. Meaning, there are many mistakes that could lead you to do something. One of the mistakes that could lead you to eating chaylev is that you think mitzvah l'shmo devir chachamim.
So the shogeg is on the chaylev, or the shogeg is on mitzvah l'shmo devir
chachamim? The maisa is eating the chaylev. The ta'os is mitzvah l'shmo devir chachamim. And then if you'll ask me, well, what's the carbon really for, the maisa or the ta'os? I'll say, we're going to get to that. That's the biggest chakir in the Sechus Krisos, which also applies to Sechus Horius, of course, but you have to give me... I think in brackets I once had a stipler who brought it up at the very beginning, but we'll get back. We'll come back to that. So
that might be the motivation of the Rid.
That's interesting. The Rid might think that that case would not be Machai of you even, because the Shkaga is not really about the thing. Okay, I hear that, Tanya. Maybe he thinks the Shkaga has to be closer to the system. And that's why he said something which is so dacher. Okay, I'm a kabbal. Now, here, of course, this brings up the most famous question in the world, which is that our Gemara, clearly the maskana is, it's a toast to think you should listen to Chachamim, right? What do you have here? You have here, if I know the truth, versus the psak of the Chachamim, right? Who do we follow? Says our Gemara, it's a toast to think you should follow the Chachamim. Avada, you shouldn't follow the Chachamim. You bring a carbon if you follow the Chachamim because you made a toast and you didn't have a rib of toast. The shogeg. Obviously, you shouldn't follow the Chachamim. So the Gemara in Horius is very, very clear. Says the Bavli in Horios dot Bezim and Bez. Nope. Really, ain lishmoa divrei Chachamim. You might have mistakenly thought, but you shouldn't listen to the Chachamim. Rather, you should do the truth. If you know the truth, you should do the truth, not what the Chachamim say. What? Could it be that the Rid argued, that's the reason the Rid rejected this, because he argued on the whole premise. Not crazy either. Okay?
And then you only bring a Shkaga if it's because you think it's your Torah, but
if you think you're following the Chachamim, interesting, although that would get a little tricky. Right, that would just get a little tricky, because then why shouldn't you be potter from Echatas even if you follow the Chacham for a different reason, since you should have followed him? So it's not so pashut, but now the Yerushalmi backs this up. How does the Yerushalmi back up this psak? I mean, it's not surprising the Yerushalmi would probably say this here. The Mishnah said it, right? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if I know better than Bezdin, and I follow Bezdin, I bring a karban. So obviously I did something wrong, and I shouldn't have followed Bezdin, I should have listened to myself. So the Bavli says, "Tov mitzvah l'shmol divrei chachamim," because really it's not mitzvah l'shmol divrei chachamim. And the Yerushalmi here says, "Ah," because it says, "Lo sasam ned davar sheim gidol chayyimin u'smol." What does yimin u'smol mean? If they tell you yimin is yimin and small is small, you should listen to them. You should listen to them, yimin u'smol. But if they tell you yimin is small and small is yimin, why you shouldn't listen to them, right? And this is the drasha of the Yerushalmi. Horios. Right? What's the lashon? I think it's on the sheet. What do we say? It's a mistake to think you should follow the Chachamim. Ain't the Shem Menazai, then Shem Menazai wouldn't have made the mistake. They ask a question that probably doesn't ask. The Tani Yachal Yom Lecha Yamin Shu Smol Val Smol Shu Yamin Tishmol Yam Tam Alocha Lo Leches Yaminu Smol Shu Yom Lecha Al Yamin Shu Yamin Val Smol Shu Smol. Right? Rak Be'omrim Lecha Al Yamin Shehu Yamin, the Al Smol, Shehu Smol. Okay, so if we only had the Sechus Horios, we would say Shalom Al Yisrael, very, very clear what to do in the clash between truth and authority, right? You know the truth, but the authority says otherwise, not just a secular authority, then hopefully we all know what to do in such a clash. Stand up for what's right. But the Bezin HaGadol, the ordained author, religious authority, says otherwise, but you know their truth. Follow your truth, don't follow the authority. And if you do mistakenly think you should follow authority, then you've done an Aveira, the shogeg, and you have to bring a carbon. Okay. That's very, very clear from our Gemara, okay? Das HaRidish Lion, very clear from our Gemara in the Rishali. There are two problems with this. The smaller problem is the Sifrei. What is the Sifrei Darshan in this Pasuk in Vinik Shoftim? Darshan exactly the opposite of the Yerushalmi, right? This Sifrei is famous from Rashi, right? But I think I put the Sifrei here. What does the Sifrei say? Yamin small, afilu marin beinecho, yamin shu small, ve'al small shu yamin, shma lahem. Even if they say right is left and left is right, you still have to listen to them. Listen to authority, even against truth. That is the Sifrei. It's quoted very famously by Rashi. Anyone notice? I mean, he points it out. What Rashi changes in the Sifrei? I don't know if he had another year, sir, or just in German. He dropped the Marin. If it seems. And Rashi dropped the scenes and says, if they do tell you, you mean as small as you mean. Right? So the Sifrei says, nope. Afilu marim be'inecha al yamin shehu small va'al small shehu yamin shmalahem. And Rashi just says, "Afilu omrim al yamin shehu smol v'chuli." Right? He leaves out the seams. Says even if they really do tell you to do the wrong thing. Okay, so here we have a problem. Besides, like the spear of two ways of darshing the pasuk, but we have a spira. You know, two ways of darshing the pasuk we can live with, but we have a spira in the maskana. Should you follow what's right, or should you follow what the authority says, the real authority, right? The Beis Din HaGadol. So the Sifrei says, even if they tell you right is left and left is right, follow them. And the Yerushalmi and the Bavli and the Mishnah Horios says, you don't follow them. If you follow them, that's a mistake. And you need kapara, you need a karban, you've done an iser. So what's pshat? So if it was just this Sifrei, then it might be a little easier to, if it was just this Sifrei, it might be a little easier to answer. For example, what does the, what does the Abarbanel say the Sifrei is talking about? If anyone got a chance to look at the Abarbanel. Or Rebbe Elchanan says at the end, if it was only the Sifrei, what would he have answered? How could you answer this question by being moken the Sifrei a little differently? That what? What?
No. I kind of a
maybe right. Says the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel is very bothered by this. He says that how can you listen to them when they're wrong? Chas v'shalom. Rather, says the Abarbanel. No, and that's what the Kovach Shurim says at the end. He says, if it was only the Sifrei, I would have a great answer. Right? He says that he's on the Makor sheet. The Rav Nel was in brackets, but he's Xerox here. He says, if an Ikra Kushi on the Sifrei Lebrais of Yerushalm Perkin Dorosi, Ef Shalom, or Lulu Yiver Ramban. If not for the Ramban, I would have said, the Drosh at the Sifrei, I feel Yom HaKadim Yishu Smol, Kaila Kira Stavim in the Torah. He says, Sifrei doesn't mean if they're wrong. Sifrei means if they... Now, the Sifrei doesn't mean they're mistakenly wrong. Sifrei means if they override the halacha. That's what's called harasha, right? In or akiras davar ben haTorah. For example, the Torah says that if Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, we should blow shofar. And Chachamim said, don't blow shofar. That's al yamin shu smol. The Torah said blow shofar, and Chazal said don't blow shofar. 2 weeks later, the Torah tells you to shake a lulav on Shabbos. And if I'm telling you, don't shake a lulav on Shabbos. Or, according to Tosos in Yevamos Daf Pei Zayin, the Torah tells you if one eight says a woman's husband died, she cannot remarry. And Chacham and Tevin tell you she can remarry. Or a harasha. The Torah says that you can't bring shkut echutz. And who came along? Eliana, our Karmel came and says, we're making an exception, and we're going to make an exception to the rule of bring shkut echutz here. Etc., etc. Meaning the Rabbanon have authority. We're not talking about interpreting right or interpreting wrong. They have authority to break the laws, not as mistakenly, to purposely go against the laws of the Torah sometimes. There are limits to their authority, right? Yeshkov Yachom Lakar Dubrin Torah B'Sheb Yalkasa, Ve'inkov Yachom Lakar Dubrin Torah B'Shkum Asay, Ve'zim Zihor Rashah, and something permanent. But says the Abarbanel and suggests Rebbe Elchanan what he would have said if not for the fact that he and so what other people said. You could just say these are talking about two different things. The Gemara in Horia is talking about making a mistake. The Sifri is not talking about making a mistake. It's talking about deciding to use your power to go against in Torah, making a takana d'rabbanan that's against in Torah. That's not a matter of mistake. That's a matter of making a new law. You might think you shouldn't listen if they make a new law that's against the Torah. Kamashvalan, that, you know, when they made a gzera, not full shofar on Shabbos, not a matter of mistake or not mistake. Well, it was a matter of interpretation. They just decided to make it a takana. You might have thought you shouldn't listen to them to not pull a shofar on Shabbos because it's yimin shu small and small shu yimin. Kamashlan, no, they have authority to make takanas against the Torah sometimes. So what could you answer? So here, that's the very shvach color. You could give two answers to say this sifrei is not difficult. You could answer Aleph, which is what the Abarbanel says, and the Kovet Shiurim, Pesof Hasimen. He says, no, Sifrei lo mairi bitos. Ella ba'akiras dover min ha-Torah. In which case, we're discussing two different things. When Bezim made a mistake, you don't listen to them. Sifrei doesn't mean listen to them made a mistake. Sifrei means they have authority to purposely legislate and override the Torah within certain boundaries. Okay, in which case it's talking about a totally different inyan. It's not talking about right or wrong. It's just talking about what authority they have. It's an interesting question. What authority do they have? Do they have authority? It's not talking about their interpretive authority. It's talking about their legislative authority. Right? Interpretive authority, if they interpret wrong, don't follow them. Legislative authority, they make a new law, follow the new law, well, obviously follow the new law, even if it was Oker Dover Minat Torah, like Napal and Shofar and Shabbos, still follow them. Right? So, legislation, not interpretation. Okay, and the legislation, there's no issue of mistake or not mistake. Like, if you make a new legislation, you make a new legislation. Question is, can you make a new legislation if it's against the Torah, which said we'll show for Shabbos? The answer is yes. Okay, so that we could have easily answered. Another answer we could have given.
How do you do that easily when you see that the Lashon of the Sifrei and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi?
Say they're darshan. They're darshan the same pasuk in two opposite ways. It's gevaldik. How could the Sifrei and the Yerushalmi darshan two pasuk in two opposite, the same pasuk in two opposite ways? The answer is they're talking about two different things. The Sifrei wants to know how to darshan the legislative power of the Chachamim. Then darshan, even you mention a small shulimim, they can tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi wants to know how to darshan it regarding the interpretive power of the Chachamim. If they interpret things, do you follow them if they interpret it right, or even if they interpret it wrong? The answer is you only follow them if they interpret it right, not if they interpret it wrong. How can you darshan the same pasuk two different ways? Okay, somehow, you have to say, they found some hint that you could darshan the pasuk both ways, and therefore we're moking one way for legislation and one way for interpretation.
How do you do that?
They looked at the pasuk Yamin Smol, and they saw there were two equally valid drushas, of Yamin Shu Smol, Smol Shul Yamin, or Yamin Shu Yamin, Smol Shul Smol. They said, why would Hashem write the Torah with a pasuk that has two equally valid ways of darshaning it that are opposite? It must be he meant for us to darshan both ways. One applied to this area, one applied to that area, and then they figured out one applies to Akira's Dover Minat Torah, and the other applies to being mefarish things. Okay. Yes?
It seems good within Rashi, within the Lashon of the Sifrei, it sounds like it's a Svara.
Right, yeah. Correct. Within the Sifrei, like, why would we marin be'necha? So you're right, that is better for Rashi than for the Sifrei. You can still say, marin be'necha doesn't mean seems to you as opposed to really is. It just means, like, you notice that. But you're right, it's more Madurik than Rashi. Fair enough. Which might have been his Gersa in the Sifrei. You know, it's always hard to tell. Did he change the Sifrei, or is that his Gersa? Okay, another possible answer we could give, and let me just point out, is what we see in the Chifetz Hashem here. He also says, this is not going to answer all the questions. Who's the Chifetz Hashem? I put him on the Makor sheet, right? It's an Achron on Horius, but you've all heard of him.
Archaim.
The Archaim. Oh, I wrote that on the sheet, didn't I? Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Are you going to have the
What? Did I put the Riva on the sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, sorry. I forgot who I put on the sheet. That's what he says. Here he says, Tema, what are you going to listen to someone who gets it wrong? No, must mean Tkiyas Shofar. That's where I got the idea from, right? So the Riva, I just forgot who I put on the sheet. Thank you for reminding me. Of course, I meant to say the Riva first. He's the one who I put on the sheet. And the advantage of the Riva over the Rabbanel is the advantage of everyone over the Rabbanel always, which then he says in four lines what the Rabbanel says in four pages. Not that it's not worth reading the four pages of the Rabbanel, but it's just, you know, not for our door. Not for the door of Twitter. The Rabbanel would not have done well at all on Twitter. That's the revise. Says that's not talking about getting things wrong. That's talking about Akira's Dovermen of Torah. That's talking about not blowing shofar on Shabbos. Okay. What did the Chayit Hashem, the Or Chaim HaKadosh, say? So he says, what might he have said just to answer this Sifrei? So he suggested, and this works especially well for Rashi's Girsa, he says, maybe you could just say the Sifrei is talking about a different kind of person from our Gemara. Our Gemara is clearly talking about what kind of person? The previous paragraph, Piskat, and our Gemara says, it's talking about at least the Gemara. Okay, it doesn't have to be Gomer Vesavir. At least the Gomer or Gomer Vesavir. This particular part of the word is talking about Gomer Vesavir. Our word is talking about Gomer Vesavir, not about Anam Haaretz. That's very clear. Anam Haaretz should have listened to the Chacham. He should be told of Bezdin. It's only a Talmud Chacham who is a mistake to be told of Bezdin. Anam Haaretz, Avada should be told of Bezdin. What do you think? Okay? Without offending any of the Amoratsim who are listening to Why Your Torah, I think I'm okay. Since I speak for 2 hours, the Amoratsim probably don't listen to this year. But remind me not to say this on like 5 minute Torios. But the Amoratsim, about the look, we live in a door when there's a lot of Amoratsim says, I think differently than what it says in the Gemara and the Poskim. Okay, but that's not valid. Right, the Amorites, of course, should be told of Bezdin. He knows the truth. No, he doesn't know anything. He just has a bunch of unfounded svaras and arbitrary ideas. He doesn't actually know anything. The Amorites, everyone agrees. I think everyone of sound mind should agree that the Amorites, of course, should listen to Bezdin enough to tell the truth. Because what does he know? I don't understand. If someone said, I know all the doctors say, etc., but, like, I think that you should just, I know what all the doctors say, but I think vaccines cause autism, right? So what do we say? So, I mean, unfortunately, you see the door we live in, right? But what would a healthy person say? He would say, it's very nice that you think so. That obviously is totally meaningless. Now we have tremendous limud schos on our door, by the way. You've just helped me so much, right? Someday, when Hashem says, look at this door, you have Amoratsim walking around and saying, I know all the rabbis say this, but I think it's Booker. Chutzpah, they're all a bunch of apikorsim, etc. We'll say to Hashem, no, look, they do the same thing with vaccines. It's not just the rabbis they don't listen to. They don't listen to the doctors. They don't listen to the scientists. It's not that they're kofrim and they don't care about the Torah. It's just we live in a door where no one listens to anyone. But don't worry, they listen to the doctors even less than they listen to the rabbis. Okay, now we have tremendous limud schos in our door, Baruch Hashem. But in any case, obviously, the Amar Aretz. So what does the Or Chaim suggest? Yes. He suggests, maybe the Sifri is talking about an Amar Aretz, which especially works well for the Girsa of the Sifri. Mar Benech, it seems to him. It seems to him, but he doesn't really know, right? The Sifri is talking about Amar Aretz, but it could work for Rashi Girsa also. Rashi also means as far as you think, right? An Amar Aretz, even if Bezin says something that makes no sense, you know what? Okay, it's Parshas Korach, right? That's the Rav like to Darshan. Parshas Korach, Torah logic is different from common sense logic, right? If there's one book the Rav wouldn't have liked, you ever see this book? All I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. You ever see this book? All I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. In some respects, it's a nice idea. What it's basically saying is have a few good midos, and that'll get you through all of life successfully. And I do agree that if you have a few good midos, it goes very far. Meaning, if the fellow said really, really important things you can learn in kindergarten, I'd agree. Like, you learn good midos in kindergarten, and that gets you through 99% of life safely. But the Rav did not like all I need to know I learned in kindergarten. That was the Rav says, okay, fine, go to Korach and good luck with the new underground apartment. You'll be taking the elevator to -12. All I needed to know, there's a few good midos in kindergarten. That's not all you need to know. That's maybe all you need to know to not be, a evil person, but not all you need to know to be a good person, certainly not all you need to know to be a yid. It's complicated, and if you don't learn Torah, then you don't know anything. Okay, he's for sure, he doesn't need us to say that he's right. So you could say very simple, says the Chafetz Hashem. Again, he's going to end up saying another pshat, but to answer this, he says, no, very easy, the Sifri is Myri, but I'm Aretz. Then there's no stira. If you know, you should follow truth over authority. But if you don't know, why don't you follow truth over authority? You don't have any truth. You have a maratzis. Don't follow a maratzis over authority. I know nowadays that's very popular. Everyone follows their own narrative and everyone, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when we grew up, at least half of us here, when we grew up, you have to be logical. You have to be reasonable. Okay, so if all we have is the Sifri, we could have two good answers to the Sifri. Just say the Sifri is not talking about the same thing that our sugya is talking about. Either our sugya is talking about a Talmud Chacham who argues with the Beis Din HaGadol over who's right and who's wrong, who's making a mistake, who's telling the truth. The Sifri is talking about whether you can legislate an uproot mitzvah shofar. It's not talking about big mistakes. Or you could say our sugya is talking about a Talmud Chacham who knows the truth. Sifri is talking about Amar, so it doesn't know anything, especially for Girsas Rashi. That works well. This would work well, especially for Girsas of the Sifri, which is, it's a Vada, Yibinus Bol. This would work well, especially for Girsas Rashi. Okay, but neither of these answers are really going to help us for the tough problem. Because the tough problem is not how to darshan Yibinus Bol. The tough problem is the context of Yibinus Bol. What parsha, what paragraph is Yiminu Smol found in? The parsha of Zakin Mamre, right? What is a Zakin Mamre? A Zakin Mamre is someone who argued, isn't a Talmud Chacham, right? A Gamer, he clearly is Gamer B'Savir, he has to be Samach, he has to be a Muflash of a Beis Din. Who is this talking about? A Muflash of a Beis Din. Okay, Hakasa Nadab, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. All the late pays in Sanhedrin is all the sugyas of Zakin Mamre. Okay, so it's a machlokes rishonim, whether it means he has to be someone roy to be in the Sanhedrin, or does he actually have to be in the Sanhedrin? Okay, it doesn't matter. Let's assume he has to be roy for being in Sanhedrin. He's clearly a big Talmud Chacham, right? And he's clearly arguing with them, each one is saying the other one is mistaken. It's not a question of, can they uproot shofar on Shabbos or not? No, it's a question of, he says this shot, they said that shot, all the examples there. In the Gemara and in the... And in the Rambam, or he says there's this many minid, he says there's this many batim and tefillin, they say there's that many batim and tefillin, you know, he says chicken and milk is mutter, they say chicken and milk is usser, is the Rambam's example, etc., etc. Right? So, Zakin Mamre, neither of these answers work for. What's the real problem? The real problem is, what's really kasha is, Zakin Mamre. The whole idea of Zakin Mamre is the opposite of our sugya. Meaning, it's not like a diuk from Zakin Mamre. That is Zakin Mamre. The whole point of Zakin Mamre is if someone's sure that they have the truth and they're 100% right, and Beis Din says otherwise, they should give in to Beis Din. Because authority is more important than truth. And especially if we pass like, who is it, Rav Kahana? Right? We pass like Rav Kahana. I'll just point out this Gemara. If not, you could have maybe gotten out of it that way. This is on what daf would Rav Kahana be on? Here it is. Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph. Sorry, we pass against Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, "Whoever be a Shmuel, but he no be a Shmuel, ain't no Nerag. Whoever kach be ainu, but he no kach be ainu, ain't no Nerag. Kolshkin won't be a Shmuel, ain't no kach be ainu, ain't no Nerag. Shem kach be ainu, ain't no be a Shmuel." Okay. Rav Kahana says, he's only Zakin Mamre if they have a Mesorah, and he says, I think differently than Misvara. Then you can say, okay, Zakin Mamre is only limited to a K, so he's like chutzpah towards the Mesorah. But we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar Omer, we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Afilu hu Omer, because they bring proofs to him. Afilu hu Omer, piyashmua vein Omer kach veinedu. Even if he has a Mesorah, and they just say we think differently, he's like, sure, he has a Mesorah on his side. He's like firm, he's rock solid. And they say, we think differently. How should he convince them? He is a Masorah. Nope. He's still killed. Nerag, why? Kadosh lo yirba machlokas b'Yisrael. We possibly the religious is very clear. We don't kill the Zuckin Mamre because he's wrong. We kill the Zuckin Mamre because we don't want sectarianism in the Jewish people, right? Like we have nowadays, right? Would anyone want what we have nowadays? Right? That every... I'm not talking about non-Orthodox Jews. I'm talking about Orthodox Jews, right? Would anyone say we want this to shave nowadays where Orthodox Jews are divided into 100 different factions, each of them thinks the other one's an apikores, and everyone practices differently, and everyone doesn't hold from the other one, and, you know, you go to the shuk and there's, 40 different kashra symbols, each of which don't eat the others? No one thinks that's what Hashem wants. That's part of the onus of Korban and Golos, right? As big a Zionist as you are, you know we're still in Golos because of two things. We're still in spiritual Golos. There's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's not enough unity among the Jewish people, right? So we still have Golos inside, even though we don't have Golos in the land. That's what Rabbi Velo says. It doesn't matter how right he is. It doesn't matter if he is 100, he heard with his own ears from the entire previous door that he's right. And he knows 100% halacha mos b'sinai that he's right. It doesn't matter. He still has to give in to them. Because, shlo yirbu machlos v'yisrael, authority is just more important than truth. Why? Because if you don't respect authority, you will have chaos. Right? Anarchy, right? Hobbes said it very nicely, did he not? Hobbes was just quoting Mishnah Avos, right? Heaven is followed by Shlomo Shalmalchus, Shalmolim Mavra Ishus Re'eu Chaim Below, right? Hobbes knew his, Pirkei Avos. He was an educated fellow. Just like it's important to listen to the Malchus, whether right or wrong, because otherwise you'll have political, physical anarchy. So, very possibly for a lezer. It's important to listen to the Bezin Adana, whether right or wrong. Otherwise, you'll have spiritual anarchy. Oh, you'll say, nowadays, we live with spiritual anarchy and factionalism. Yeah, but it's really, really, really bad. It's terrible. So just because you're used to something terrible doesn't mean that it's okay. That's the difficulty. Zuckin Mamre is exactly saying, no matter how much you know, even if you're 100,000,000% right, authority overrides truth. And our Gemara explicitly says lehefech. It supports the idea of Zuckin Mamre, right? Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm 100% right. And nonetheless, they convinced him that he has to give in to Rabbi Gamliel's authority anyway, because you can't just have anarchy. Right? That actually happened to us once. It happened to the Muslims this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
Right? They had a machlok of a Kiddush HaChodesh.
It was political.
What?
Wasn't it political? Completely political?
I don't want to know what's behind the scenes. I want to know officially. Officially, there's machlokas haposkim of a Kiddush HaChodesh, and people celebrated the holidays on different days. Okay, that happened to us once.
Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel could have been answered as different because they're the special drusha.
Correct. You could have said that special drusha. It doesn't prove anything, but it's a nice parallel. Okay, what? Like a month ago?
Yeah.
Google it. Oh, in the days of Rav Sadia Gaon. There's one year when the Palestinian Jews and the Babylonian Jews celebrated Pesach on different days because the machlok is between Ben Meir, who was the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Sadia Gaon, who was the Gaon of Bavel, over some very, very obscure rule
so like
of the calendar.
A couple of hours.
Yeah, a couple of hours. Turned into a day.
Yeah,
okay, Beseder. Anyway, Viter. Okay, Zuckin Mamre, here's the real problem. How are Miyasha the steer between Zuckin Mamre and Horios? That is the fundamental problem. How are Miyasha the steer between Zuckin Mamre and Horios? And to Miyasha this steer, I only know of three answers. Anyone want to tell me an answer? How could it be that Zuckin Mamre says, Davka, forget the truth, accept the authority of Bez Din? And Argamar says, it's a toast to Mitzvah Lashmah de Recham. Davka, follow the truth and not the authority of Bez Din. And please don't answer. Don't answer. Well, the difference is obvious. Here it's talking about what he himself does. And Zuckin Mamre is what he teaches other people. And therefore, it's very simple. You yourself in your personal life should follow the truth and discount authority. When you're teaching other people, then you should give in to the authority. Don't tell me that, because it's mefurish in the Gemara and in the Rambam and in every place that a zaken memory is chayev not only if he argues with Bezna Gadol and then goes and tells people to violate the words Bezna Gadol, even if he's osev atzmo v'ha'ish asher yaseh v'zadon, even if he only in his private life, even if the zaken memory fights with Bezdin, comes home, doesn't tell anyone anything, doesn't say a peep, just in his own personal life follows his own shita, he is chayev misa as a zaken memory. But we see in his personal life, he has to follow his own shita. So it's a good stira. Even within his personal life, it's a good stira. That's the famous stira. Okay, when I was in YU, any Bostonians here? No? Okay, when I was in YU, any Bogrim of whatever that Rabbi Clapper's program in summer program is called? Summer Beit Midrash in Boston? No? Okay, when I was in YU, there's a fellow named Robert Clapper, who's now named Rabbi Aryeh Clapper, who wrote an article in Beis Yitzchak. It was, I think, the first article ever written in Beis Yitzchak, the YU Torah Journal, that quite a number of the Rosh Yeshiva took scissors and cut out of their copy of the volume and threw in the garbage. I saw it with my own eyes. I'm not going to mention exactly who did and who didn't. I kept it in my copy of Beis Yitzchak. I have a pristine copy at home if you want. This fellow, Rabbi Aryeh Clapper, who has a very, very chashuv base medrash, a very chashuv summer program in Boston, does very good things. But this fellow, he wrote an article, and he says, Tak, it's a good kasha. On the one hand, it says in Horios that you can't listen to Bezdin, you have to do what's right. On the other hand, if you do what's right and don't listen to Bezdin, you're Zaken Mamre, you're Chayv Misa. So he wrote an article, and his maskan of his article was that Enachanami, it says in Horios, you're chayav to do what's right and not listen to Bez Din. And then you become a Zaken Mamre. And you're chayav to be a Zaken Mamre. They kill you. Okay, that's a tragic hero. The tragic hero always gets killed for doing the right thing, right? That's what happens. Sometimes you have to give up your life for doing the right thing. Okay, and that was his answer. His answer was Enachanami. There's no stira. You're supposed to be a Zaken Mamre. Okay, the Lemaisa, in those, I don't know, it's like nowadays, in those days, the editors edited with a very light hand. Some of the people in YU thought that was terrible kfira and cut it out of their volumes. I was not so bothered by the chash of kfira. I just thought it is wrong because it doesn't make any sense. So I left it in my volume because there are many articles in Beis Yitzchak that were wrong and didn't make sense. And I wasn't going to start having to chop at half the pages. That's ridiculous. I don't mind a little something that sounds like kfira here and there, but it just can't be. It doesn't make sense. It's like you have to be normal. It's not normal.
He was wrong in Torah's page, but why is the guy on the other side of the page?
You know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. That's already a famous maimer. Anyway, Kitzer, okay, so that obviously, I never really gave much credence to that answer. It's very cute. But that obviously can't be. Come on, it just doesn't make any common sense. Obviously, it's wrong to be a Zaken Mamre. Give me a break. Okay, we're not going to follow that approach. So, luckily, even before my days in YU, the Rishonim and Achronim dealt with this question. So, what are some of the answers that you've seen or that you've thought of yourself?
You just crossed one out from here. You have to cross it out now.
What someone wrote? What did someone write?
I have to cross it out.
Okay.
We thought that maybe like it's a process that only becomes up in memory after you bring up the point of Bezdin and they.
Okay, who said that? The Ramban, I think, was the first one to ask this question. The Ramban, he asked the question very obliquely, right? But he's clearly bothered by the question, because what does he say? He says that there's some. Where's the Ramban? Oh, here it is. I'm on the wrong page. Yes, this Ramban. Says the Ramban, he says, there's one. There's one important Tanai which you'll understand if you learn the beginning of Horios. So he doesn't say, oh, it says in Horios, but that's what he means. He means, you'll have a kash when you learn Horios, and the answer to the kash is one Tanai. What's his Tanai? He says, and the Rishash is medayik this in the Rambam, the Rishash in our Gemara is medayik this in the Rambam, and the Brisa says, the Rambam says, what's a Zaken Mamre? A Zaken Mamre says something. He goes off to the Bez Din on Harabayas. And then he goes to Bez Din Achel. Then he goes to Bez Din Lishkas Hagazis. And if they say he's wrong, if he goes Chazer Le'iro, if he goes home, if he Shana Kamo Shoshana, he learns the Sugya, he can learn the Sugya however he wants, right? If he's not Hor Lassos, but Hor Lassos, or does himself, then he's Chayiv Zazak in Mamre. Medayik the Ramban, that, now, you could have said, Zakei Mamre, like many of these Chiyuvei Misa, there's a lot of technical conditions between Chayiv Misa, right? The Ramban says, we're not dealing with, if you would say, ah, it's a technical condition being Chayiv Misa, that he has to personally argue with Beis Din, not only that, they have to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis. Okay, that's one of these tanais. All the din in the Torah have a lot of tanayim. I might not have made a big deal of it. Says the Ramban, no. That's not just a tanai in the Chiyuv Misa of Zakei Mamre. That's a yesod in the way halacha works. What does the Ramban say? Until he argues face to face with Beis Din HaGadol, he is chayiv to follow the truth and not the authority. If he says mutter and he hears Beis Din HaGadol said usher, or he says usher and he hears Beis Din HaGadol said mutter, or whatever the example might be, he has to follow himself and not Beis Din HaGadol. You follow your own truth. That's until you argue with them. Right? You follow your own truth because you haven't had a hearing yet. You haven't argued with them yet. Maybe you can convince them. Once you go and argue with them and you don't convince them, they heard you out. They hear all your svaras. Once they hear your svaras and are mevatel your svaras, you still think you're right. But they heard your svaras. Once they heard your svaras and said you're wrong, now authority trumps truth. Right? And that's exactly what the Ramban says in his Asagos. It's a total tangent. The Asagos is for mitzvos. He says that ain alav mitzvah l'shmo d'bir chachamim v'ain o'rash l'hachal atzmo d'bir ha'asher lo v'yinag chomer l'atzmo, like it says in Horios. V'yesh alav lo, but what must he do? He must go in front of the lomer tanosu l'hem and explain his time to the fame. She yesu v'yesnu imo, and they have to argue with him. V'meskimu rubam bitl adas, and if he gets a fair hearing and he tells them their svaras, they still don't like his svaras, because you never know. Maybe his svaras are so good that once they heard his svaras, they'd be convinced. It could be some guy will convince, not an Amaretz, but it could be some guys with Talmud Chacham will convince the Beis Din to change their minds. But if they don't change their minds, Yachzer v'yinho kedaita machar kein la'achar sheyisalko so v'yaseh eskometan aso, then from now on, he should not follow himself, he should follow them. That's what he says, mekom makom chayit v'kabal daitam achar askama, after they hear him out and agree, I'll call upon him. So one answer is the Ramban. Says the Ramban, he says, this is before they hear his svaros. Before they hear his svaros, he has to follow himself. One second. And this is after they hear his svaros. Ah, who says Zakin Mamre only applies after the Harris Varos? The Brisa says that he's only Chayiv Misa if he goes and argues in the Lushka Zagazis and then comes home. All the Ramban's adding is that that's not just a technical Tanayim Chayiv Misa of Zakin Mamre, that's part of Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser means you have to, doesn't mean you have to listen to them before they hear your Svaras, but once they hear your Svaras, then, and they say, we still think you're wrong, then they have to listen to you, you have to listen to them.
And it's to me that Ramban isn't saying that authority trumps truth. It's saying that the authority is truth.
Aha. Okay, so hold that thought for a moment. The authority certainly trumps my truth. That's clear. Okay, so it could be, and this makes a lot of sense, until I've told them my svaras, like, they haven't really disagreed with me. Right? Like nowadays, right? Nowadays, Ramban would say, no one has to listen to, or no, Gummer and Summer, right? Or Gummer has to listen to what a lot of rabbis say, unless they're willing to hear his svaras and argue with him and still say he's wrong. Okay, so that's the Ramban's answer. The Ramban says, okay, there's a process here. You're not wrong until they've given you a hearing and considered what you have to say, and if they still say you're wrong, then your das is batel. But if they haven't considered your tainas yet, then your das is still valid. Your das is valid even if you disagree with the authority, if they haven't argued with you and taken your tainas into account yet. Because maybe they'll agree with you. Once they take your tainas into account, your das is not valid anymore. Reb Elchanan actually takes this Ramban and he takes it in, he adds something which it's not clear to me what the Ramban meant himself. What does Reb Elchanan say, LP the Ramban? And this is, I think, very similar to what the Be'er Sheva says here on the Gemara. Be'er Sheva is one of the Be'er Achronim. Who's not famous for anything but the Be'er Sheva, okay? And the Divrei David, which is the Taz's Be'er Sheva Chumash, like the Taz's Shulchan Aruch Be'er Sheva Chumash, right? His name is David, or David Gantz. He quotes that there's a Yish Omer who says this. But what does the Kobach Yurim and the Be'er Sheva say? They say no. The difference is, what kind of mistake?
Yeah. Shikul Adas.
Exactly. There's two kinds of mistake. Remember, Tos B'Shikul Adas, a wrong judgment call. There's no mafurish proof. There's no text. It's just, you have to think logically. You have the wrong logical judgment call, right? As the Ramban famously writes in the Akdamah of the Milchamos. He says, Halacha or Gemara is not like mathematics. There aren't demonstrable proofs for who has the right shot in the Gemara. It's a judgment call of which shot in the Gemara makes more sense. Right? It's a judgment call, like most things in life. Right? But there's also things tossed in our mission that you just posh it made a mistake. Like most things in life. You could posh it make a mistake, or you could make the wrong judgment call, but, if the, if the umpire forgets the infield fly rule, it's a toss in our mission that you just posh it made a mistake. If the umpire calls the guy safe when he's really out, then that's a toss for Shikul Adas. It depends how you look at it. I don't know. Maybe someone will say now with cameras different. I don't know. Maybe that example. Okay, Loma Shana. Okay, doesn't matter. I'm going to get in trouble with sports metaphors. It's not going to work in the end. Okay, so what do they say? They say no. The difference is what kind of mistake they're making. Here it is, if Bezdin Ta'u. Bidvar Mishnah. It depends what kind of mistake they made. If they made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah, that's a Pashat mistake. There's no room for authority. And you have to be Mokin that our Sugya is when they made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah. So if they made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah, therefore you shouldn't listen to them. That's Pashat. It doesn't matter how much authority they have. A Pashat mistake is a Pashat mistake. When Dvar Mishnah, truth beats authority. However, the case of Zaken Mamre, you have to make an Okimta. That is only a mistake in Shikul Adas. It's not a mistake in Dvar Mishnah. Right, in Shikul Adas, a judgment call. In a judgment call, I can be sure I'm making the right judgment call, but it's still a judgment call. There's no absolute proof. When there's no absolute proof, even if I'm sure I'm right, I can give it to the authority because I can't really prove that I'm right. I can feel for sure that I'm right, but I can't prove it. If I can't prove it, then I have to give it to the authority because it's more likely they're correct than that I am correct. The Kobshir must say that's what the Ramban means. He says, what does the Ramban mean? Until I go to Bez Din, I think they're making a mistake in Dvar Mishnah. They just haven't heard my Dvar Mishnah. Once I go to Bez Din, I tell them all the Dvar Mishnah. I tell them all the text and all the facts, and they disagree anyway. Then we must be having machlokes and Shikul Adas. So until I go to Bez Din, we're arguing about Dvar Mishnah. But possibly. So if we're possibly arguing about Dvar Mishnah, I don't listen to them. After I go to Bez, and now we're arguing about Shikul Adas. We all heard all the Dvar Mishnahs. We heard all the facts. We just interpret them differently. Once it's Shikul Adas, I have to accept what they say. I'm not convinced what the Ramban means. I think the Ramban means more, it's just a matter of procedure. That you're only bound by authority when that authority relates to your svaras and takes you into account. He reads it, and even without the Ramban, you could say, just make the Okimta. Our sugya is only tossed with Dvar Mishnah, which is Okimta. But remember, the Chazon Ish already made the Okimta that the whole Masechet is only tossed with. Our sugya is only tossed with Dvar Mishnah. Chazon Ish already made the Okimta. The whole Masechet is only tossed with Dvar Mishnah. So it's a possible Okimta. And Zokim Mamre is only B'Shikul Adas.
It just sounds like he's talking about like going back and forth. You can go back and forth in the Dvar Mishnah, you just show someone something.
Exactly. You see, the Zokim Mamre being Shikul Adas is a stronger part, meaning. L'chora, Zuck and Mamre, is a Tos B'Shikul Adas. If they argued with each other, how could they still be making a Tos B'Dvar Mishnah? Unless you say, but it's not so posh, but let's say, if I have, I'm the one Zuck and Mamre, I have Mesora from Shimon Shaim Zakenin, right? And they're saying Misvara, maybe they do, we're arguing the Tos, so it's not so posh. Could be they're arguing Tos B'Dvar Mishnah. They just lost the Mesora. There are a bunch of young whippersnappers who never met the old Rabbanim, who only I met from the previous door, and I know exactly what they said. And these young whippersnappers are think differently, and that's a Tosfos Bar Mishnah.
Yeah, no, much of the Rabbanim. It sounds like back.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay, a third pshat, and I've only found three more pshatim, is what the Chafetz Hashem really says, the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and what the Taz in his Divrei David says. The Divrei David, which is the Taz, all famous people. It doesn't look like famous people. I mean, even if they weren't famous, they'd be great people, right? Even the Dolim weren't famous for great people. But they have to both be famous people, the Or Chaim and the Taz. The Or Chaim also says, and Yerodea, also the parish in Yerodea, right? The Yafei Torah, I think. No, the Pre-Torah, man. Sorry, the Yafei Torah is a different thing. The Pre-Torah, yeah, sorry. In any case, what do they say?
The difference between Kumas and Shepa.
Exactly. They say, no, you have to look at the Pesukim. What do the Pesukim say by Ezakim Mamre, by Isha Sheyaseh Bezad, or the Isha Yaseh Bezadu? I know that's not exactly the way they said. Isha Yaseh Bezadu. Zokim Mamre is telling someone who does something. What is our Gemara telling you? Our Gemara is telling you, you should refrain from something. Our Gemara says, you should follow yourself to refrain from eating chaylev. Remember, we're only talking about chiv karis. We're only talking about chiv chatas, right? Chiv chatas, I know the two chiv karis, which are aseis, but chiv chatas is only for doing something. So when Argumar says you should avoid it, it means refrain. Argumar says you should refrain based on what you think. All you have to do is make one small Kim Zakim Mamre. The Zakim Mamre is someone who acts based on what he thinks. Rather, he should refrain based on what Bezin thinks. Shevi al Tasa Adif. So that's very, very simple. Shevi al Tasa Adif. Over here we're saying is that you, the cloud, is shevi al tase, don't do anything. And over here, the klal is also shevi al tase. Meaning, don't act in accordance with what the Beis Din says and eat the chaylev, and don't act against what Beis Din says. And you know, where are the wrong number of the of parshios and tefillin, or eat chaylev, or etc., something like that. It's not a chishon arsug. Our sug is obviously saying shevi al tase. Don't act in accordance with the best, and rather refrain from eating chilev. They're talking about avoiding a chiv chatas. The chiddush is zakein mamre. What's the assumption? If you are passive, you can never become a zakein mamre. You only become a zakein mamre by being active. Meaning, you're only a zakein mamre if you act b'kum v'aseh. Either you tell people to do something b'kum v'aseh, or you act b'kum v'aseh. But as long as you're sheva al tasa, you're set. If you're sheva al tasa, you'll be kind of yoren horios. You'll avoid being zakin mamre. You won't violate losasar. Right now, this is an assumption that if you act passively, you're not a zakin mamre. People question this assumption because then the Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasu was matter the Gzeirah Shemen Akum.
Right.
Nowadays we have no Gzeirah Shemen Akum because Rabbi is matter it. And Rav refused to eat Shemen Akum.
Right.
And Shmuel says, I'm going to write that you're Zakin Mamre if you don't eat Shemen Akum. Well, so it sounded like against this answer. It sounded like even if you act passively, you're Zakin Mamre.
Right.
Okay, unless you say it's Lav Dafka, what's Zakin Mamre? There's no Lishkas Hagazis in the days of Rav and Shmuel. He's just speaking flowery language. So it's not such a strong proof. You could say he was speaking in flowery language, because Mela, he wasn't a real Zakin Mamre. But that's the assumption. Why? What's the Svara? And they give a Svara. I might have said a formal Svara.
It's only Zakin Mamre if you're Osa.
But they give a more practical Svara. They say, if you're passive, you're not really contradicting Beis Din. For example, if Beis Din said this kind of chaylev is mutter and you don't eat it, you're not really contradicting Beis Din, because whatever, not everyone likes to eat chaylev, right? Maybe you're a vegetarian. Maybe you have an upset stomach. Maybe you just don't enjoy that. Right? Beis Din says, this cut of meat. I don't know what cut of meat has chaylev. You know, whatever. This
near the kaiva.
The yeah, I just don't know what the names of any of them are. Right, Besdin says the you know the mispar you know make something up. Number 25 is mutter. So if I don't eat number 25 in Israel, they don't have names for parts of the cow for the meat. They have numbers. If I don't eat number 25, I'm not actually going against Besdin if I'm passive, because I'm just not in the mood to eat it. Meaning you can get away with being passive without making machlokas b'Yisrael and without splitting the Jewish people. Because it's not noticeably against Beis Din. Nay, they bring a raya from the Mishnah, actually the Gemara on the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Psachim. What did it say there? That you should never violate minhag makom. Okay, if my custom is not to work in Erev Pesach and I go someplace where they work in Erev Pesach, I shouldn't work. Isn't that violating minhag makom? So Rava says, no, it's not violating minhag makom to not work. Someone will just say I had a slow day at the office. Like, if I don't work, it doesn't prove that it's usher work. It's not a violation of minhag makom, right? If everyone eats, Hershey's chocolate, and I'm makom nechol mishol, I don't eat Hershey's chocolate. That's not a violation of anything. A lot of people don't eat chocolate, right? You never met someone on a diet who didn't eat chocolate? A lot of people, as a matter of fact, a lot of people don't eat dairy b'chlal. What are they? Lactose intolerant, right? A lot of people don't eat dairy, or they're not in the mood. If you act passively, you're not really contradicting the authority of Beis Din. You are subtly wiggling out of this. You are finessing the situation. And that's what, so I could have said, now let me just point this out. Give me half a second. You could say that it's Alpi, the Pasuk, of Asher Yaseh. So it's only Asher to be Osa, it's meant to be passive. But these Achronim say it's Alpi Svara. What's the Svara? The Svara is not doing something is not not doing something could be attributed to other motivations, right? So if I don't eat this chalev, that's not going against Beis Din. I just wasn't in the mood to eat it. You never had people who were like machron something, made excuses to get out of it in difficult social situations, right? Ma'isa b'chol yom, that guy doesn't eat something, he makes an excuse to get out of it. That's mefur shach in Yoridea, Simon Kofiotes or something, says that if a guy doesn't eat chemas akum, and he goes to someone's house where they do eat chemas akum, he should just say, I don't want butter, I'm not in the mood for butter, and therefore no one will notice. Now, it's a little tricky, because the Ramah there says, not in Kofiotes, in Kofiotes, Yoridea Kofiotes, because the Ramah says there are some cases where it's harder to get out of it. Okay, but you can still say that it's different. So we have here three. Okay, I see the errors later already. We have here, basically, I think you have to take one of these three answers, or else you're stuck thinking that you're chayim to become a Zaken Mamre and become a tragic hero. Which, again, sounds fascinating, but this is what they mean by too good to be true, right? It's too cool to be true, right? Either you have to say it's a procedural thing, as long as Besdin hasn't taken what you say into account, they can't really be mevatel your das, but once they take what you say into account and say, we understand exactly what you're saying and we think you're wrong, then they have been mevatel your das. Or you could say, no, if Besdin makes a mistake with our Mishnah, which they make a mistake with our Mishnah, that's assuming, then their mistake's not valid, they have no authority. If they make a mistake with Shigur das, you have to listen to them. Or you could say that it's a matter of passive versus active. If Besdin tells you to do something and you say not to do it, don't do it. If Besdin tells you not to, and you say to do it, also don't do it. That way, in Horios, you avoid ever being chayev achatas. It's not mitzvah shmo divicham actively. Don't eat something which is controversial, because the chum say so. But also, and that won't make you a zakin mamre, because you'll just say, I'm not in the mood to eat it. And it won't be noticeably, officially against Besdin. So if Besdin tells you to eat it, don't eat it. But if Besdin tells you not to eat it, also don't eat it. Then you'd be a Zaken Mamre for explicitly going against Besdin. Okay, I want to explore maybe what lies behind this a tiny bit more. I didn't get to the very end of the course. We'll have to push it off for next time. But for next time, we're going to maybe just finish up this conversation. and then get into, there's a lot of Gemara. The next piece of Gemara just happens to be very long, all the way through, smack in the middle of Daf Gimel and Aleph, and get into a little more, go back to the topic of Yochid She'asav Ha'aras Bezdin. We had a Chakira in the Mishnah. Why is Yochid She'asav Ha'aras Bezdin Pater? Remember, is it Zeres HaKasav, is it Onos, or to Rav, is it Enu Sham Vidyasav? What we didn't sufficiently explore is, why do we pass in Yochid She'asav Ha'aras Bezdin as Chayav? After all, the guy didn't seem to have done anything wrong. He seems to be a good guy. So that's what I want to talk about. Go through the Gemara. Talk about that in Yirtzeh Hashem next time.
What?
Yes, but not for very good reason.